on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side.
Welcome back in the zone. Justin Akre, Christina LeCure at U.S. Pizza in Conway. Again, we'll tell you more about why we're here for the cancer prevention study and how you can get involved coming up a little bit. Right now we're going to talk a little Central Arkansas football. Head coach Clint Conk is down at SEC Media Days in Lake Charles, and I guess they're going to spend a few days down there doing meetings and whatever it is that coaches do with those things. But Brooks Hollingsworth, the offensive coordinator, Matt Williamson, the defensive coordinator, been kind enough to stop by here. Hopefully you guys can grab a little lunch while you're here, but appreciate you coming in. We were just talking in the break, Coach, about expectations, and they're always high here on campus, but especially this year, and you guys are getting a lot of love in the preseason.
Yeah. You know, this was kind of the same thing that happened in 2008 when Nathan was a senior, and we had a lot of people returning off that next year, and we didn't do very good. Of course, we didn't have the quarterback. This year, the difference is we got a quarterback returning. It's pretty daggum good.
Yeah, tell me about Winrick and what your expectations were. When he got on campus and you've seen his development, everybody knew he had a strong arm, an athletic kid, and, again, did great success in high school. For those who don't remember, he was a guy that hadn't lost a high school game.
Yeah.
He backed up Jordan Jefferson until his senior year and then went undefeated his last campaign. But what did you think he could get to where he is now? I mean, did you see that kind of potential in him?
Yeah, we actually did. I mean, he was so athletic, and we knew he had a strong arm. You know, the only thing you never know about is the brain. And it didn't take long to figure out he knew what he was going to be able to do. So
he's got kind of a quiet confidence about him. When you guys see him in the huddle and on the field, I mean, we don't get a chance to see him up close and personal in the heat of battle. What's he like with his teammates during games?
You know, the thing about it is he doesn't say a lot, but when he says it, everybody listens type deal. And I don't know, I hadn't seen Winrick very many times without a smile on his face. So that you can tell he enjoys playing the game, and I think that rubs off on the others.
Well, he's had a lot of things to be happy about lately. So it was a fun run last year, and I guess Georgia Southern felt like they got fortunate last year in that game because now they're moving on to FBS football. So they're getting out. So you guys, I guess you guys scared them out of FCS football. But, again, it's been a natural progression, and there's been things on campus that have been exciting, whether it's the stripes or the new weight room or, you know, the new offices or whatever. There's always something going on here, and then – the football program at the same time, of course, has been progressing from Division II and, you know, and then into conference play and winning championships and now going deeper into the playoffs after a playoff win the year before. So the next step, I guess, is due, and that means a deep run this year.
Yeah, we're real excited about this year. Dr. Teague has done a wonderful job just bringing our program along since we've been Division I and going on and continuing. And our football program and everything, our facilities, even the facilities outside of all of our sports at UCA have just grown tremendously. And so we as a program, I think, all across athletics has grown tremendously. We've had a lot of success, and just our support with the fans, the community, and everything has helped us grow. And we want to continue to do that. We've put a lot of great things on the field. We've had a lot of success, and we're really, really fortunate of what we have here at UCA, but we also want to continue this run that we've got going. And I say as a run, as not as a year, but as a continual thing year to year. Every single year we want to compete for a championship nationally and conference-wise.
Yeah.
And we're in a good place to do it. We've done a great job offensively and defensively recruiting. Our last two or three classes have been very, very good. So we're securing up all of our, you know, for the future. We're going to be good this year. We're going to be good next year. We're going to be good in the future just because of all the help we've had from within the athletic program, the department, all the coaches working really hard, you know, and just putting a lot of effort into it. And it's just a great place when the kids come on our recruiting trips, and they see all the things that we've got now. I mean, it's amazing. You just see their eyes. They're like, man, this is great.
Well, I can speak to that. I mean, I came here in 2002 or 2003, you know, from Canada. played on, obviously played for the UCA golf team, and I've just seen how that program has grown and what we have done with that. And, you know, you guys getting the Pepsi Center, I think it's, is it still called the Pepsi Center?
No, it's changed now? It's not.
It's no longer the Pepsi Center.
It's called the indoor facility.
Okay, the indoor facility. But anyway, all that has changed. And, you know, now that there's tailgating at UCA, I mean, we stay here for the UCA games, and we make sure that we're involved in that. And the town of Conway, everyone's got their, you know, paint the color purple logos around. I think Conway has definitely supported you guys out through the years, getting more involved.
Yeah, I think the thing that helped the most, you know, and I just got here when they just first started, and Brooks can talk about it as well too, is on Bruce Street. It just kind of got started getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's vital more. We got more students involved, and the games are, they're fun. I mean, it's fun to be a coach, and obviously, you know, you walk out there and it's packed, and your kids are really excited, and obviously, we, you know, we've had a lot of success on that field as well too. It's a great place to play.
You've been on both sides of it. I mean, you kind of brought up around this program.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I've been here the longest, so this wasn't by accident. I mean, when Coach Conk came in, he had a plan, and we went from, I was even here when we were NAI to Division II, now to the FCS, and this wasn't a deal that was by accident. Coach Conk came in with a plan to get us from one level to the next level, and we followed the plan pretty good. So, you know, and it all started, first of all, with academics. I mean, there was a reason why 14 years ago there was a new head coach, and a lot of it was because of academics. You know, a kid would come in, he might be able to play some of his freshman, sophomore year. He was flunking out, and we were starting over.
Yeah.
And so when Coach Conk came in, the first thing we did, we started doing some study halls that were actually study halls. You know, we had tutors. We had computer terminals. You know, before that, I was standing in front of the room and throwing an eraser to make sure you stayed awake. and if you were going to ask me to do a math problem for you, you were in trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's gone only behind, you know, as well behind the scenes as far as what you see out in front of you.
Yeah, the APR, I know, with the football program has been at or, you know, around or at the top of the league, you know, in the last few years. So it's been great, certainly from an academic success standpoint. So Brooks Hollingsworth joining us, as well as Matt Williamson from UCA, offensive and defensive coordinators, respectively. Biggest need, I guess, for you guys on offense, I mean, you lose a high-profile receiver. You know, you lose Jesse Grandy, who was kind of a do-everything kind of guy. Yeah. But really, I think about running back with three seniors leaving and the role there that has to be filled by someone. So what are your expectations at that position?
You know, I feel good about it. Willie Matthews is returning, and he played some. We had a transfer come in from Oklahoma. I just think we're going to be okay. If you're going to play with the inexperienced, tailback might be the best place.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, do you replace a Grandy? Do you replace a Croom? I mean, that was 160 catches last year almost. So, you know, I think we're going to be okay there. Do we have the same guy as we had in Jesse? We think we do. We're going to find out.
Okay.
You know, and he's just going to be young.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing right now is just getting some guys some experience.
Yeah.
You know, the offensive line is last year was more piecemeal than anything. And we feel like we've got us a pretty good offensive line, and we feel like they're going to be better than what they were last year.
Yeah. On the defensive side of the ball, you've got some serious playmakers over there, guys who've been doing it, guys like Justin Love, you know, and then you got a sophomore, Woodard, who's, you know, again, I think most people have probably taken notice of what he's done. I mean, he's getting all sorts of love after a great freshman campaign. And then, you know, you got some playmakers really on the back end as well as at linebacker too. So you got a lot of talent coming back on your side.
Yeah, it makes you feel a little bit more secure there when you got a lot of kids coming back because they know your system, they know your program, they know kind of what you're expecting, and they can lead the younger kids. It helps get the younger kids and the inexperienced kids faster because they're like coaches on the field once they've been there for so long. That's what makes it fun as well too, because you got kids around there that have been there for a while. They know what you want. They know the passion that the coaching staff has. And it's just fun to be around, you know, to be around them and stuff. But it's also, you know, we do have some really good talented kids, but we've got to stay healthy. You know, I think across the board for us, just, you know, I think just at our level, Division I AA level, our depth, you know, is definitely very, very it's good, but it's sometimes if you lose a kid here or there, it kind of takes a little bit more hit than you would maybe at a larger program.
So. We were talking about guys that have a smile on their face all the time. I think about Justin Hurd at linebacker, a guy who I always root for. And I mean, he's always been a big hitter since he got on campus, but he's really become a good complete linebacker. Talk to me about his disposition and his role maybe as a team leader on that side.
Well, I can tell you that first of all, he's an unbelievable kid. Great. One of the funnest kids and players I've been around to coach. Great. Team leader, does everything right, hasn't gotten in trouble. I mean, grades are good. It's like I don't even have to even – he just shows up every day and everything's perfect. And he's helped our young kids out a whole bunch. He's a great leader, very vocal. He's more vocal in a private setting, I guess you would say. He's like in our meeting rooms and stuff, he's more vocal. He will say some things a little bit out on the field and he'll kind of go back and forth a little bit, you know. But he's real, like, in private settings, man, he's real, real vocal with those. The younger kids and experienced kids helps him out. I've seen him sit next to kids in our meetings, and he'll help them, you know, hey, you got to do this, and they'll be writing stuff down. And it's always good to have someone like that because it's like an extra coach. And that's the way Seth Allison was for us last year, and he's done a great job. We've actually hired him on. He's going to help us this year. He's going to help coach the defensive backs with Coach Wheeler. And it's good to keep kids in our program because – It's built within. They know what we're expecting, and also they've got a lot of pride built and passion built within the school. So it's going to continue on. Absolutely, when Allison, you know, coaches for us. But Hurd's a great player. You meet him, you shake his hand, you say that's the nicest guy in the world. But if you're on the offensive side of the ball during a game, you don't want to know him.
Yeah, he will knock your head off for sure. So I'm rooting for him to have an All-American kind of year. I think he's a guy that's easy to root for, like you said. Matt Williamson, Brooks Hollingsworth joining us here at U.S. Pizza in Conway. UCA opening up on a Thursday night this year, and it's something that you guys have done before. It's fun. You get to be center stage here in the state. It's August 29th against Incarnate Word, a team that's coming into the Southland Conference. And we also get, of course, the next week, an FBS trip, which a lot of people are looking forward to. You've won an FBS game before at Western Kentucky a few years back, and with what Colorado did last year, the talent you've got coming back, we were talking about expectations. This is a game you've got to feel like you can go and compete in.
Yeah, well, I mean – we're going to try to win the football game. I know that. We're not giving up anything when we get on the plane.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's our. We're going to be very disappointed if we don't win that football game.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I know you guys felt going to Hawaii a few years back.
That's the way we felt going to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
We felt very disappointed that game.
Well, and it's just,
our kids are very, very motivated, and they every single game they walk out on the field, doesn't know who we're playing, they believe they're going to win. And it's something Coach Conk is instilled in them, and the whole coaching staff we've instilled in them in it. And that's why our program has just blossomed and gotten so much better, and we've done so many great things football-wise. Is when they walk out there, it doesn't matter who they're facing. If it's a, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. We're going to win. And when you take that attitude and our kids all believe that, you got a great opportunity to win every single football game.
Coach Conk and Dr. Teague have done a great job, too, with the scheduling. I think for fans here, not only those games, and like you mentioned, some of the other, you know, Division I games, FBS games you played in the past, but you think about the regional games against other FCS opponents like Tennessee Martin this year, Missouri State, which is just right up the road, and Springfield, a very easy trip for fans here in Conway, and you get some great home games this year. So this year's schedule in particular, when you're getting maybe some of the teams are expected to be towards the top of the conference coming here to Conway this year, some of those regional games that aren't so difficult on your team from a travel standpoint, you know, on paper, of course, it doesn't mean much, but it does look like you've got some advantages from a scheduling standpoint this year and some good opportunities.
Yeah, with home field, you know, obviously home field advantage in Conway at UCA is
a big deal.
It's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, our fan support's really good. You know, that just that visitor side, you know, we talk about it as coaches all the time. I'd hate to be on the visitor side because they get after them from some of the things that they say that I hear and they say and stuff like that. They get after them pretty good. So I know it's a tough place to play, and that's why, you know, we've had a lot of success. But also our kids, we're protecting our field, you know, not even the stripes field. Before that, we want to win at home, you know, every single time. We want to win every game, but we're going to win at home, you know, and we want – and our fans came out. That's why our fan support's, you know, so good, and we get such a good, you know, with the tradition just coming out. And
well, I think people hate coming to play here.
Yeah, I agree.
You talk to coaches in our conference, they don't want to come play here.
Yeah.
So I think it's because of the atmosphere.
We should be really proud of that.
I like it.
I love it.
It's fun. It's like I always tell Coach Conk, you know, I'm going to talk no matter what after the game. But you take care of the winning, I'll take care of the talking. You got the hard part. But, yeah, it has been a lot of fun because there has been a lot of success, and I've been able to, you know, it's always fun, even from the broadcast standpoint, to be part of a winner, and you guys have won a ton of games over the years. I know it's a heck of a lot more fun in that locker room after a win. So, but anyway, looking forward to a great year. Bears start camp August 2nd, and I know you guys are working hard leading up to that right now. First game is the 29th here in Conway on the Stripes, and then the Bears will go on the road to play FBS opponent Colorado in week two, and you guys do get a little bit extra day or two of preparation, which I know is going to be very useful, especially when you're playing at an altitude like at Colorado and Boulder. So I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to that trip. It'll be an interesting one. So, guys, appreciate you coming by. Coaches, good seeing you, and we'll be after here before you know it.
All right. Thank you. Thank appreciate you, for your time. You having
appreciate it. Appreciate it. You bet. We are going to take a timeout. We'll come back to U.S. Pizza in Conway to tell a little bit more about what we're up to today. I do want to remind everybody, later in the week, we are going to be at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton, Arkansas. I hope that you will come by and see us. And, of course, we are thrilled to be associated with our friends at Landers in Benton. Always doing good stuff down there, including the all-new Landers Chevrolet. You know where it's at. Right there, exit 121. Just go a couple of miles down and look.
Holy crap, got tattoos on my body. Psycho dips in my lobby. I got haters in the paper photo shoots with paparazzi. Can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store. I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck? Oh, I'm kidding though. I'm getting high, sitting low. Slide by in that big body. Curtains all in my window. This fame hurts, but this chain works. I think back, you had the same person. If this is all you had to deal with, nigga, deal with. This shit is ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eyes hurt. Nigga dying back where I was birthed. Okay, Iris and the IRS. Get the hell up.
This is the Daily Buzz with Randy Rainwater.
He birdied four of the last six holes. He defied the wind and hit back-to-back three woods to reach the par five, 575-yard, 17th green with a shot at an eagle.